I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy. Attacks against our democratic process and the rule of law empower our adversaries and feed communist propaganda that American democracy is a failure. We must speak the truth. Our election was not stolen, and America has not failed.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She's become the face of the anti-Trump movement within the GOP, and she was speaking just hours before a vote by her colleagues that will likely see her lose her leadership position within the party. So what does that mean for her and the future of the Republican Party? Professor Wesley Widmyer is the head of the ANU's International Relations Department and joins us now. Welcome.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Liz Cheney is the third most senior Republican in the House of Representatives. She won a similar vote in February. Why is it likely she will lose tomorrow's vote? What's changed?
Well, a lot can change in 2 months in politics. When she won that vote, the Republican conference was trying to have its cake and eat it too. They voted 2-1 for her in a secret ballot. They didn't want the party faithful and the Trump base to really know who was voting for her. She was already controversial. At the same time, they voted publicly, or they publicly accepted an apology from QAnon-supporting Trump backer, a representative named Marjorie Taylor Greene. So they're trying to kind of balance themselves on that knife's edge, you know, doing something that appeared kind of moderate. There was still discomfort from the January 6th siege of the Capitol, but also, you know, not totally turning their back on some of the Trump and some of the crazier aspects of his base. And over the intervening 2 months, it's like a frog in a pot of boiling water. They didn't notice it. They got used to the notion of the siege of the Capitol. The Republican Party has drifted more and more into the Trump camp. There's a leading Republican senator named Lindsey Graham who said, "I've always liked Liz Cheney, but she's made a determination that the Republican Party can't grow with President Trump." And Graham said, "I'm determined that we can't grow without him." So they've just decided they've thrown all in with Trump. They've forgotten what happened on January 6th. And Cheney hasn't forgotten what happened on January 6th. And there's the cleavage.
Her likely replacement is Elise Stefanik. What do we know about her?
Well, she's interesting, actually. She's some of the real Trump base doesn't like her very much. She's a longstanding Republican. She worked in the Bush White House. She voted less with Trump than did Liz Cheney. But with Trump, it's not about policy positions. It's about fealty to him and his cult of personality. And she's been very willing, Elise Stefanik has, to drink the Kool-Aid, call for investigations of the 2020 election, support voter suppression legislation and things like that. So Trump likes her and endorsed her. But they say there's a saying, the revolution eats its own. And there are some Republicans who've kind of moved against her, that she is, they want someone more Catholic than the Pope. Trump likes her, but they want someone even further to the right than her. Her Bush background leads some to question her fealty to the whole Trump movement. She's from upstate New York, from a swing district that voted for Obama, then Trump. And there's, Texas Republicans in the Freedom Caucus who are kind of wary of Northeastern Republicans. So a little bit of factionalism also in the American Congress. It could be a problem for her over the long run. Again, the revolution, the guillotine keeps falling and falling. So she is the flavor of the week, but how long she can hang in there, who knows?
In that speech that we just heard, she accused leaders of her own party and the former President Donald Trump of following a path that would undermine democracy. What's she worried about, and how likely is it that people will heed her call?
Yeah, well, there's two things that she talked about. There's one inside thing and one outside thing. One is just the rule of law. Liz Cheney is a scion of a Republican dynasty. Her father was Dick Cheney, who worked in Republican administration spanning Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Bush the Elder, and Bush the Younger. So he's always been a supporter of that kind of free market individualism. Rule of law can be a bulwark against encroachments by the government. So to the extent that she's got her brand, and it's this principled Republican libertarian brand, on the inside, she's opposed to the implications for Trump is a Trumpism for rule of law and the health of American institutions. She also mentioned the old Cold War against the Soviets and you know, alluded to a coming Cold War with China, and said if America is not standing up for democracy, that was a source of its soft power through much of the Cold War and helped America and helped the West win in the Cold War. She's concerned that Trumpism will weaken the appeal of the American model. And she hearkened back to, you know, pro-democracy folks that she'd met with around the world in her career and her speech. So I think her concern is a loss of American liberties at home and a loss of the appeal of the American model abroad.
So she's the daughter of a former U.S. Vice President, Dick Cheney. Mm-hmm. Clearly her Republican roots aren't enough to save her. So what does the future hold for her?
Yeah. Well, she said short term, that the party, was focused too much on the short term in her speech. So, you know, when everyone says, you know, something's bad in the short term, one would imagine they're looking to the long term through the speech. And she wrote an editorial for The Washington Post last week. She talked about history's judgment. You know, she's not an anonymous Republican. I'm sure she'll find a position in, you know, Heritage or the American Enterprise Institute or the Hoover Institution, some kind of think tank. And hopefully, you know, kind of wait things out until the Republican Party returns to its true calling in her eyes. But I don't think the Republican Party, you know, the party of Reagan is not coming back. The party of Trump, Trump controls the party now. The fever may break at some point. But I don't think it's going to return to the party of Reagan of low taxes and, you know, big defense budgets and things like that. It will evolve. People are calling for some kind of, you know, working class kind of platform or position to outflank the Democrats, just as, you know, the liberals have outflanked labor here and the conservatives outflanked labor in the UK. It's kind of hard to do in a programmatic way when you have a demagogue like Trump in the room. But I think that's the long term position of the Republican Party. She hopes to hold out till the fever breaks, but the party will be different, I'd imagine, when the fever does, if it does.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Professor Wesley Widmyer, the head of the ANU's International Relations Department. This is RN Drive.